Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Tes Vav Amir Aleph Amar Ravina. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvora, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradol, and Miril bas Sara Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Arvei Pesachim, the halachos of the Leil HaSeder. So today's daf will be hashtag no raid, but at the same time, it's going to be hashtag rest of the story, in the sense that we are going to be introduced on the Gemara level to the mitzvah of Koirech, the mitzvah of Urchatz, the mitzvah, or maybe not mitzvah, of Charoises and the Ka'ara. First Koirech, Zok de Gemara, Amar Ravino. Ravino said, Amali Rav Mesharshia Breda Rav Nosson, that Rav Mesharshia Breda Rav Nosson told me that Hochi Amar Hillel. This is what Hillel said, Mishmei de Gemara, in the name of the Gemara. Loi Nichrech Inish Matzah Umar Bahadi Adodi Venechel. A person should be careful not to take Matzah and Marer at the Leil HaSeder and eat them together. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah at the Leil HaSeder. There's a mitzvah to eat maror at the Leil HaSeder. Hillel, ironically, said that be very careful not to eat the matzah and the maror together. Why? Because Hillel's of the opinion that matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa, the obligation for a person to eat matzah nowadays, meaning nowadays after Churban Beis HaMikdash, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, be'erev toichlu matzahs, umaror d'rabbanan. However, the mitzvah to eat maror b'zman hazeh is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And being that one mitzvah is a d'oraisa and the other mitzvah is a d'rabbanan, va'asi maror d'rabbanan, u'mevatalei l'matzah d'oraisa. So maror, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is going to be mevatal matzah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Hillel said that a person should be very careful not to eat matzah and maror together. The reason is because if you eat the matzah and the maror together, the tam of the maror is going to be mevatel the tam of the matzah. You're not going to taste the matzah. The maror is very bitter. And as a result, it's going to be mevatel the tam of the matzah. If you don't taste the matzah, it's not l'katchilo. So that's certainly not the way you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah. So Hillel said, be very careful and don't eat the matzah and the maror together. You'll eat the matzah, you'll taste the matzah, then you'll eat the maror, you're going to taste the maror. But Hillel didn't just say it. He said a whole shtickle Torah. Matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa, maror b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. So it's for that reason, asi maror d'rabbanan, u'mevatalei l'matzah d'oraisa. And just to be clear, it's not that the maror d'rabbanan is more chashuv than the matzah d'oraisa, and therefore it's mevatalit. If anything, the matzah d'oraisa is more chashuv than the maror d'rabbanan. Because matzah d'oraisa and maror d'rabbanan, d'oraisa is more chashuv d'rabbanan. The reason the maror would be mevatal is because of the taste of the maror. It's very bitter, and as a result, physically, it's mevatal the taste of the matzah. But the only reason there's a bittel is because one is a d'rabbanan and the other one's a d'oraisa. It's mashma clearly that had they both been the Raisa or had they both been the Rabbanon, then you wouldn't have this halacha of bittel. And the reason is because in order to have bittel, this is an important point, the two things, the mevatel and the thing that's becoming batel, have to be different. That's the basic premise of bittel. It starts off with a tug of war between two different forces, where one is a little stronger than the other. That's when you have this idea, there's a halacha of bittel. If the two things are the same, you don't say bittel. Mashal ma dava daimar, Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Shas, who holds min b'minay loy batel. When two things are similar, there's no bittel. So had matzah and maror both been d'oraisa, or had matzah and maror both been d'rabbanan, so then you wouldn't have a bittel, even though the time of the maror has the ability, practically speaking, to be mevatel the time of matzah. However, being that one is a d'oraisa, the other one's a d'rabbanan, so they're different. Plus, you have the fact that the merirus of the maror, the bitterness of the maror, practically speaking, on some level, does something to the time of the matzah. That's why Hillel said, this is not something you should do. And the Gemara speaks out what we just said. Even according to the mandama that holds, that if a person would be mekayim two mitzvahs achila at the same time, the halach is one mitzvah would not be mevatel the other mitzvah. That's true if both mitzvahs are deraisa, or if both mitzvahs are deraisa, but if one mitzvah is deraisa and the other mitzvah is deraisa, that means means on the deraisa level, one's a mitzvah and the other's not a mitzvah. Asid rabbanon umavatalei le deraisa. Then a mitzvah rabbanon would have the ability to be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa, or a mitzvah deraisa would have the ability to be mevatel a mitzvah rabbanon. In this case, the one that has the ability to be mevatel is the maror, simply because it's very bitter. So Hillel comes to Beis Medrash. We know this ben Mesoira. Ravina heard it from Meshar Shebrei Rav Nosson, who heard it from Hillel and said, at the Leil HaSeder, be very, very careful and make sure that you don't eat your matzah and your maror together. The reason is because the time of the maror is going to be mevatel the time of the matzah, and even though they're both mitzvahs, and there is a man nama that holds mitzvahs and not mevatel each other, that's if they're both deraisa, both the rabbanon. But if one's a deraisa and one is a derabbanon, then one could be mevatel the other. In this case, one's a deraisa, matzah, one's a derabbanon, maror. The Metzius is the time of the Murr has the ability to mevatel the time of the Matzah, so you're not going to be Yotza Matzah, and it's for that reason he said, this is something that you should be very careful of. Now, one thing is clear. This Hillel that the Gemara is referring to cannot be the Hillel of the Leil HaSeder fame, of Kain Asa Hillel, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. First of all, because Ravina said that I heard from Meshai Shebreid Rav Nosson, who heard from Hillel. So the math just wouldn't work out. Hillel of the Leil HaSeder is Hillel HaZakin, who lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Kein Asa Hillel Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. We're dealing now with later Amoraim. Besides, what did Hillel do? Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. HaYakayrech Matzah Umarah. He used to eat it all together. He did the opposite of what Hillel in our Gemara is saying. So hold that thought for now. But clearly this is not the same Hillel. Stating that, says the Gemara, that Hillel's Chiddush was that even according to the man da'ama that holds, mitzvahs ein mevat loizu, meaning the lumdus of Hillel, was that's only true if they're both deraisa, both derabbanan. But if one is a deraisa and the other one is a derabbanan, then that's not going to be the case. Who is that tana that holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel each other? That Hillel said that even that tana, but over here it's going to be different. Hillel he. It's none other than the other Hillel. So Hillel was saying a halacha based on Hillel. Two different Hillels. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Amru Olav al Hillel. They say regarding Hillel, Shal Yikor Chom Bevazachas. And when Hillel used to sit down, and he, until his Seder, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, would eat the matzah and the maror, he would take them together. What's them? What does Karchon mean? Rashi and the Rashbam both say the same thing. Pesach, matzah umar. He took a kezayis of the carbon Pesach, he put maror on top of it, and then he ate it together with matzah. Why did he do that, shenemar? Because the pasuk says, al matzah is umiroirim yoichluhu. Meaning that the carbon Pesach is supposed to be eaten together with the matzah and the maror. Now, if Hillel held that mitzvah is mevatel zu azu, the time of one mitzvah would be mevatel the time of the other mitzvah. He couldn't do it. The Teretz says Hillel holds mitzvah say mevatel zu azu. But what Hillel, the second, was coming to say was that even Hillel HaZaken, who held that mitzvahs are not mevatel zu azu, that's only when they're both deraisa, both rabbanon. Or in this case, all three are deraisa. Pesach's a deraisa, matzah's a deraisa, and Mor Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim was also a deraisa. Aber Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a carbon Pesach. It's a question of matzah and Mor. Matzah Bizman Hazeh is a deraisa, Mor Bizman Hazeh is the rabbanon. Over here, said Hillel, that even Hillel would agree that you're not supposed to do kairich. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Cholkin olav chaveroiv al Hillel. That the chaverim, meaning the chachamim, argued with Hillel. Which Hillel? Hillel Hazakin. Hillel of kairich thing. Hillel who held that mitzvahs ein mevat loizu azu, so you can eat the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror all at the same time. Don't worry about one mitzvah's time being mevatel the other mitzvah's time. It's not going to be a problem. You would think that the right way to eat the Pesach, matzah, and the maror is to put it all together and eat it the way Hillel did. Talmud Loimar, it says in the pasuk al matzos umiroirim yoichlu. Ironically, the same pasuk. Afilu zebif neyatzmoi vezebif neyatzmoi. So the Rashbam explains exactly what the drasha is. Ayin sham ubim mefarsh. But the short version is the pasuk says yoichlu hu, and hu at the end of the word yoichlu hu is a lashon yachid, as if to say each one could be eaten individually. So said Rabbi Yochanan, the tan of this brisa clearly doesn't hold like Hillel. Hillel held kairich. Hillel held mitzvahs ein mevatel zu azu. This brisa says just the opposite. Because what does this brisa say? Yochel yed karchem mevas achas v'ichlon. You would think koirech tamad loymer al matzus umeroyrim yochlu afilu zebif neyatzmei v'zebif neyatzmei. But maskel for Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked a very obvious question. Yochel may afilu. It's not mashma that the Tana argues with Hillel. It's not mashma that the Tana holds you can't do kairich. It's not mashma that the Tana holds that mitzvah is mevat lo zuazu. What was the lashon? Yo, afilu zebifnei atzma bezebifnei atzma. Afilu means even, meaning certainly you could do what Hillel said, and if you want, you don't have to do what Hillel said. That's not chalken olav chaver of al Hillel. What Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say when he said chalken olav chaver of al Hillel was that they hold mitzvahs mevat lezuzu and they hold you can't do karech. So maskef for Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Rabbi Yochanan, I hear you have a tana that holds if you want, you don't have to do karech. Yoichluhu, there's a shtickle of drasha that you don't have to eat them all together. But it's not chalken olav chaver. It's not what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan. You're taking it too far. You're saying that they argued and they hold mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. Alam Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, you're right. I don't think pshat in this brayse is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rather, hay tana hachik tani. Tana was saying was, you would think that you can't be yotze b'vasachas. K'derech shehillel ochlan, tamad loymar, amatz b'rom yachlu, asfilo zebifnei atzmai, zebifnei atzmai. Meaning, the Tana of the Braisa wasn't coming to say that you can't do kairich, but rather the Tana of the Braisa was saying afilo, meaning you don't have to do kairich. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan said, chokin olof chaver of al-hillel, that the chaverim of Hillel argued, Hillel held that the way you mekayim the mitzvah matzah umara is you take it together with the Karban Pesach and eat it all together. The time of this will be mevatel that. Mitzvah is ein mevatel zu zu. Rabbi Yochanan said the chaverim of Hillel argued with him. Said Rabbi Yochanan, how do I know that? He stelt zu a braisa. Rav Ashi argued with Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the braisa. But this is important as a segue for the next part of the Gemara. But that is, even though Rabbi Yochanan's braisa, according to Rav Ashi, wasn't really a source that the Rabbanon argue with Hillel, but at the same time, the Gemara accepts what Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is Cholkin Olav Chaverov Al Hillel. So, in the final analysis, it's a machloikas Hillel and the Chacham. According to Hillel, Kairich. According to Hillel, Amatzus Umeroyim Yechlu means eat it all together. According to Hillel, Mitzvahs Ein Mevat Moizu Azu. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say no Kairich, because the way you darshan Yechluhu is one at a time. And the lumdis is maybe mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. But the bottom line is we have a machloikis, Hillel and the Chachamim, how are you supposed to eat your matzah, your marah, and your Karban Pesach, bisban shebeis amikdash all your guy? Are you supposed to dafka do kairich? Or are you supposed to do it individually? Now that we don't know, meaning, machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim, and we don't know what the halacha is, mevarech al achilas matzah, first you make a bracha on the matzah, you eat it. V'hadar mevarech al achilas marah, then you make a bracha on the marah, and you eat it. V'hadar achal matzah v'chasa b'hadi adadi, and then you eat them together, b'loy bracha, without making a bracha, zeichel amikdash kehillel, and why do you do it? You do it as a zeichel amikdash kehillel. In other words, it's a machlokes between Hillel and the Chachamim, we don't know what the halach is. According to Hillel, you're supposed to eat it together. According to the Chachamim, you're dafke not supposed to eat it together. It sounds like from the Gemara, the machlokes is how to learn the pasuk al matzus umerorim yoichluhu. The pasuk sounds like eat the pesach together with the matzah and the marah. The Chachamim held could be fakert yoichluhu. Sounds a little bit like it's tafka supposed to be eaten individually. But either way, machlokes between Hillel and the Chachamim, we don't know what the halach is. It's e'efshel l'kayim shneim because it's the tarta desasri. Either you eat them together, you eat them individually. So we have no choice. So what do? First we eat it one way, and then we eat it another way. But just to come full circle and bring the Gemara all together, the Gemara started, Amar Avina, Amali Ramashar Shebred Rab Nosson. Hachi Amar Hillel B'Shmei the Gemara. That a person B'Zman Hazeh should be careful not to eat the matzah and the marah together. Because he held that even according to Hillel, it's important, even according to Hillel that holds that there's an idea of mitzvahs ein mevat lezuzu, but at the same time, that's only if they're both deraisa or both derabanan. They're on equal footing. However, if one's a deraisa and one's a derabanan, then there's a svar of mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. And if the time of one we think will be mevat the time of the other, that's a problem. You need the time of the food that you're eating in order to be yotze the mitzvah. Certainly on the lekatchila level. So it's for that reason, said Hillel, a person should make sure bezman hazeh that you should dafka not eat the matzah and the marah together. We don't do that. We make a zecher lemikdash kehillel. So we do what Hillel did, and we assume that there is some significance of doing it even now. But the bottom line is that there were two Hillels mentioned in the Gemara. The one Hillel is, of course, the Hillel of Kairich fame. The other Hillel was a much later Hillel who came and added and said that even late, the original Hillel, that was only then, where they were both deraisas. But being that today one's a deraisa and one's a derabanan, so today everything is going to change. Just as an aside, so who exactly was this other Hillel? Who was he? So this Hillel was a descendant of Hillel Lazakin.
Hillel HaZaken was the patriarch. We have a read bite on this. But he was the patriarch of the Nesiim that would follow. So we learned the Gemara together on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, where the Gemara says that after the whole story with the Bnei Beseiro, where it was an Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, Sehillel was appointed and he became the Nasi. And from that point forward, the Nesiis remained in the family of Hillel, the Ramami Pano, the Chubis Chassam Soifer, the royal family of Hillel HaZaken. I think that's the name of the read bite. But regardless, so there was this idea that the Nesius would remain in the family of Hillel. And that's why, if you follow the names of all the Nesiim from Hillel HaZaken moving forward, so there's a lot of crossover. So there were a lot of Nesiim whose first name was Hillel, a lot of Rabban Gamliels. You had Rabban Gamliel HaZaken, and then you had Rabban Gamliel the Yavna, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had a son whose name was Gamliel. There were a lot of Yehudas, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. There was another Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. I think there was even another Rabbi Yehuda Nesia and Hillel. The name Hillel appears a lot. This Hillel that the Gemara is referring to is the last Hillel. It's the Hillel HaAchroin. He was famous, not so much for Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Vavam and Aleph, but what he's really famous for is for fixing the calendar at Bias Goyal Tzedek B'mher B'yameinu Amin V'amin. He's the one that fixed that calendar. It's attributed to Hillel. So the Hillel of the Gemara was a descendant, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a year later, that is Elkezei the Hillel HaZaken. So we have the Hillel HaZaken of Kairich, and then we have the Knech, that's Pesachim Kuf Tes Vavam and Aleph, that's the Hillel who would become famous many generations later. He's the one that added that even the Zayde Hillel would agree over here, it's not a good idea. Why? Because there's a concept of mitzvahs, mevat lezuazu, and one's a deraisno, and the other one's a derabban. That concludes the Kairich portion of today's daf. We now go from Kairich to Orchatz, which is clearly out of Seder, but we're going from Kairich to Orchatz. So what exactly is Orchatz? At the beginning of the Seder, we wash our hands and memach nishta brocha, right? You wash your hands and you don't make the brocha of al netilas yadayim. So why exactly are we doing it? So there's a lot of machshava associated with it and a lot of divrei Torah that are said at the Seder, Kadesh, Orchatz, right? All the Orchatz Torah that has something to do with Greisa Kedusha and Greisa Madregis as we usher in this very, very holy night. But the truth is, al derech hapshat, Orchatz has nothing to do with Grace and Madregas, and rather, it's based on a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha that's mentioned in Eruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Ches Sif Koton Dalet. That halacha's makar is the Gemara that we're about to learn right now, Psachim Gav Kuf Tes Vavam Anal. And that is as follows. Chazal were koiveya that stam yodayim are shniyos l'tuma. That a person's hands, unless he washes netilas yodayim, have a din of a sheni l'tuma. So what's a sheni l'tuma? So we know that not all tuma was created equally. There are a lot of different types of tuma. And different sources of tuma convey tuma differently. That's why you have a separate shulchan aruch for tumas meis, a separate shulchan aruch for tumas nevela, a separate shulchan aruch for tumas sheretz, for tumas ziva. Is that if someone or something comes in contact with Tumah, he now is going to be Tumah. The source of Tumah in the vernacular is referred to as an Ava Tumah. It's the father, it's the source. If something comes in contact with an Ava Tumah, it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. If something comes in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, it becomes a Shein. If something comes in contact with a Shein, it becomes a Shlishi. If something comes in contact with a Shlishi, it becomes a Revi. There's no such thing as a Chamishi L'Tumah. As Tumah travels from Av to Rishon, from Rishon to Sheni, to Shlishi to Revi, the Tumah becomes diluted. And because it becomes diluted, it loses some of its potency, some of its ability to further convey the Tumah. And that's why the halachas of a Rishon L'Tumah are different than a Sheni, which are different than a Shlishi, different than a Revi. That difference comes not just because of its name, but its name is significant of its essence. A Rishon L'Tumah is more potent than a Sheni. Therefore, it's more chamer. A sheni more than a shlishi more than a revi. An avatoma is metama everything. It makes it a rishon. A rishon is metama only oichlen umashkin. It can make it into a sheni. A sheni can only be metama truma and kachin, and a shlishi can only be metama kachin. When Chazal said that a person's hands have a din of a sheni latoma, so really, what was that going to impact? It was going to impact truma and kachin.
a sheni l'tumah doesn't have the ability to be metama chulin. All it can be metama is truma and kachim. So that essentially meant that kohanim beware that your hands are a sheni l'tumah. So before you sit down and you eat a sandwich of truma, you have to wash on the tilos yadayim, because otherwise you're going to be metama. It's a derabbanan, the getum midrash. There's no such thing that your hands are tummy and the rest of your guf is not tummy. So of course this is only midrabbanan, but at least on a rabbinic level, your hands are tummy, and as a result, it's going to impact your ability to eat truma. Now Chazal said that if a person touches his hands or touches his food with hands that he didn't wash when the food is truma, that's a problem, then we're going to have to extend that halacha. We're going to have to expand it to chulin as well. Because the difference between truma and chulin sometimes isn't so apparent. And if it's a problem in truma, we have no choice but to make it into a problem with chulin as well. And it was from there that was born the halacha that you can't eat bread without washing. It's simply because the ikur meichel is bread. And when bread is truma, you would have to wash your hands. Why? Because your hands are a sheni l'tumah unless you wash it, which has the ability to be metama truma, which would be a problem. So Chazal said, oh, if that's the case, then even when you do chulin, now they technically could have said anything of chulin. You eat a fruit of chulin. You eat a cracker of chulin. But Chazal limited it to the ikar food. Ki ala lechem yichya adam, roi truma apparently was dagon. And as a result, Chazal said, that's the ikar truma that people eat. So if that's the ikar truma that people eat, that's what we're going to make the gzer. So why do you wash before you eat bread? It's very simple. Because once upon a time, there was eichle truma. And when there were eichle truma, you had to wash your hands before you ate bread, because your hands are a sheni l'tumah, which would now make your hands able to be metama the bread that you're about to eat, being that it's truma. Sheni has the ability to be metama truma, turn it into a shalish l'tumah. Chazal didn't want to limit the halacha to truma because that's too dangerous. They felt they had to broaden the scope a little bit. How did they broaden the scope? By saying that it's not only going to be true for truma, it's going to be true for chulin as well. That everybody knows. But there's another halacha that Chazal said comes and emerges as a result of the fact that stam yodayim are askani yaseh. Another halacha in hilchas achiva. Another halacha in hilchas netilas yodayim. And that is, if you're going to eat food, and when you eat the food, you're going to touch liquid, you have the same exact problem. In fact, you even may have a bigger problem. The reason is, because one of the yudches dvarim, and this is Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim 101, is that if sheni latoma comes in contact with a mashka, it makes the mashka tame, even if the mashka is chulin. Big echidosh. Not only does it make the mashkin tame, but it makes the mashkin into a rishon l'tuma, which means that it can now be metama oichlin u'mashkin, even if the oichlin u'mashkin are chulin. That's an unbelievable chidosh. Usually sheni would make shlishi. Here Shani is making Rishon. Now this whole concept of big chiddush, because Tumas Mashkin, the whole mitzias of Tumas Mashkin, that's Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, could be only a din derabbanan. But whatever it is, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that if a Shani Latuma comes in contact with Mashkin, not only is it Metama the Mashkin when it's chulin, but it even makes the Mashkin into a Rishon Latuma, which now has the ability to be Metama any Oichon that it comes in contact with. So Chazal said, ooh, if that's the case, we have to add a sif cotton. If stam yodayim are askani yaseh, which means it's a sheni latoma, and that's why before you eat truma, you have to wash, which means before you eat a bagel, even if it's chulin, you have to wash. There's another halacha. If you're going to eat in a way where you're going to come in contact with mashke, you also have to wash. The reason you also have to wash is because at the end of the day, you're going to end up being mitama, the mashkin, making it into a rishon latoma, which means that you just created toma. You're going to be eating toma. That's a very big thing. Now, as a result, you have no choice but to wash. So said Chazal, here's the following halacha. If you eat food, and you take the food and you dip it into a mashka, it's a dover shetivulei b'mashka, you have to wash your hands first. Netilas yadayim, that's the same netilas yadayim. That's no different whatsoever than the netilas yadayim before you wash. It's the same reason. It's because your hands are a sheni l'toma. Sheni l'toma is matama truma, that's a shlishi. Good. It's also matama mashka, even when it's chulin. So it's matama truma, that's a that makes it into a shlishi. And because of the fact that truma is too similar to chulin, so we took the ikka truma and we applied it even to chulin, which is bread. That's why you wash until 9 before you eat bread. From the same price, before you eat even chulin, a dovash at tibuli b'mashka, your hands are now going to become in contact with mashka, your hands are sheni l'toma. You're going to make the mashka into a problem. As a result, you're going to have no choice. You're going to have to wash. And for that reason, from the fact that Chazal said your hands are sheni l'toma,
two halachos were born. Number one, before you eat bread, you have to wash. That's agav truma. And number two, if you eat a davar shatibule b'mashke, you take food, you dip it into mashke, there too the halachos you're going to have to wash. But Tosfos, and now we'll sugya right here. The last Tosfos on the Amid, it crosses over to Amid Beis. Dibra maskul kol shatibule b'mashke tzarech netila says that even though these two halachos of netila tzidayim both came from the same source, they both came from the same exact makar. They're both related to the fact that your hands are a sheni latomo, and we're running into tomo problems over here. But there's a fundamental difference between the chi of netila tzidayim before you eat bread, even when it's chulin, versus the chi of netila tzidayim before davet shatibule b'mashke. And the reason is as follows. Eating chulin b'tahayr is a mitzvah. As a result, the netila tzidayim of pre-truma is oichet a mitzvah. And because it's a mitzvah, says Tosfos, you make a birchas a mitzvah. Asher k'dishonu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu al netila tzidayim. There's no mitzvah to eat chulin b'tahayra. In fact, Tosfos struggles a little bit to understand what the iser is to eat chulin that's tameh. Meaning, I understand why you wash before you eat bread. Why do you wash before you eat bread? Agav truma. Oh, that's a big deal. Truma to eat tameh. You're not letting truma that's tameh. You can't be metameh truma. That's major isurim. So agav truma, they expanded it to chulin. So they gave chulin the dinim of truma. I get that. The Ikr Takana was for Truma, that's a mitzvah, al netilas yadayim, so we're going to apply that to Chulin as well. But Chulin takes on the Chumrah of Truma because it was instituted Agav Truma. But Dovish HaTibuli B'mashkin, let's say you're Matama the Mashkin, right? Play it out. So what? You can't eat Chulin that's tummy. The Chaverim, they used to eat Chulin B'tahayra, but the average guy didn't necessarily eat Chulin B'tahayra, and there's certainly no Isser. So Tosfos says, must be there some sort of Isser. But Tosfos, whatever this Isser is, it's not enough to make us believe that the al netilas yadayim now becomes a mitzvah. Because at the most, it's coming to separate you from some iser. That's not a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you do something to be mafkia mitzvah. Right, there's a truvas chasam soifer we've spoken about in the past. Right, the tzivonu ala arayis that you say under a chuppah, or like making a bracha when you do nikor. So you remove the chelav of an animal. So you're going to make a bracha. Why would you make a bracha? All you're doing is preventing a potential listener down the line. Just examples of it. But the point is that being that this is all just more preventative, so you shouldn't eat your chulin betumah, so the difference is this al netilas yadayim is not really a mitzvah, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha. So Tosfos says that even though there's two halachas that both come from the same makar, one halach is al netilas yadayim, one halach is you wash your hands before you breath, the other halach is you wash your hands before you take food and you dip it into a mashka, but at the same time there is going to be a nafkamina. One is a mitzvah and the other one's not a mitzvah. On one you're going to make a brachna, on the other one you're not going to break a bracha. Tosfos, after he says his whole shtickle Torah, this is already on Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis on the top, he's mesayim ubechol sedarim ksiv shetzarech al netilo levarech, that you really are supposed to make a bracha. Ve'ein nerik de parishas. But Tosfos says, I don't disagree. And the truth is, it's shitas Tosfos that you don't make a bracha. Rav Rishonim, like Tosfos himself already quoted, disagree with Tosfos, but either way, this is what it is. So Zakhti Gemara, Amar Rabbi Laz, Amar Rabbi Shai. Laz send the name Rabbi Shai. Kol shetibulu b'mashke. Anytime you take food and you dip it into a mashke, tzarech netilas yadayim. Before you do that, you have to wash your hands. Amar Papa, Snora, Papa. So what was Rabbi Shai trying to say? That anytime you eat food that gets dipped into mashke, you need netilas yadayim. So what does that have to do with Arvi Psachim? Ah, it's very good. Orchatz. You know why? Because what happens right after Orchatz? Karpas. What's karpas? You take a vegetable and you dip it into whether it's salt water or whatever exactly it is. But being that you're about to dip into something, so it's a davar shetibule b'mashke. If it's a davar shetibule b'mashke, since for that reason you have no choice, but you have to do orchatz. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, "Shmami, no." You see from here, hay chasa tzarech l'shekuye b'charoises. You see from here that when a person takes his mutter, he needs to dip it, completely immerse it into the charoises. And the reason probably is mishum kapa, because there's some poison inside the... It can be very dangerous to eat the maror once upon a time. And that's what it's about. Why? Because if you tell me you really don't have to, tilas yadayim lamali. Haloi naga. So what's the problem? Why would you need a tilas yadayim? Meaning it's... Rav Papa understood that Rabbi Laz and Rabbi Shai were saying that not only do you have to wash your hands before the karpas, you would have to wash your hands before the mar as well. He wanted to understand, why should you have to wash your hands before the mar? Even if it's tibula b'mashcha, put a little bit of charoises in it, and why should that require me to have to do netilas yadayim? But it must be, oh, I have to immerse it completely. So my hands are going to touch it, my hands are ashen l'tomo, and that's where you're going to have a problem. The Gemara says, v'domo lo'oilam eim v'lechol lo'it tzarech l'shkui. Maybe really you don't have to. V'kapa me'recha mayis. Why? Because once the reyach, a little bit of the charoises goes on the herbs, that's already enough to kill off any poison that there is. So why would you need Netilas Yadayim? The concern is that maybe you could end up doing it. I mean, maybe it's going to end up going in too far. And if it goes in too far, that's why it's going to be an ish. A person shouldn't keep his mar inside the charoises for too long. We're afraid that maybe the sweetness of the charoises is going to completely make the mar not bitter anymore, and that's already a problem. More on this note. Rav Chizda was mechab Rabbanu Ukva, and he told him to darshan. So he said the following: if you wash your hands before you did the first tibul, so the halach is you would have to wash your hands again before the second tibul. So if you wash your hands the first time, so the halach is you would have no choice, but you would have to wash your hands again. So again, what are these two tibulim? The first one is you're dipping your karpas, and the second time is you're dipping the mar. So said Rav Chizda, said Rabbanu Ukva, after Rav Chizda was mechabedim to speak, that if you do a tibul rishon, you would have to wash your hands again for the tibul sheni. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rav Papa. So Rabbanu told Rav Papa, haba alma itma. This, he must have said this halacha regarding someone who's sitting at a meal, and he's taking the food, and he's dipping it in twice. I don't think, that must be what he meant. Because if he was referring to this, why would you have to wash your hands twice? Once you wash your hands once, you're done. So why would you have to do it a second time? Meaning, the first netilah should work for the second netilah. Must be, he was referring to some different time. I mean, what's the point? Usually, if you're going to dip something into a mashka, so the assumption is that you probably wanted to do it once. Oh, you want to do it again? So it would make sense that you would have to wash your hands a second time. But by the Leila Seder, you know going in that you're going to be doing it twice. So being that you know going in that you're going to be doing it twice, so it's mistabra, your kavana initially was for both times, so it wouldn't make sense that you would have to wash your hands a second. So Rav Papa told the Rabbanon, I think he probably was talking about Pesach. Whoever dips twice, right? But certainly not twice during the rest of the year. So they told Rav Papa, what? You're referring to here? You already washed this. He already did it one time. He washed his hand one time. So if he washed his hand one time, why would he have to wash it again? Amri Sisan. I'll tell you why. This is where Rabbanu Ukva held. Being that you have to say the Haggadah, the Halela, and you're going to say Halel, Dilma, Suchi, Aschil, Adaitiv, and Agad. We're afraid that somewhere along the way, you're going to be Masiyach Das, and that's what the issue is going to be. Even though we spoke out earlier in Arvei Pesachim that the Leila Seder is not considered Hesach Hadas regarding Kiddush B'Makom Suda, right? You make Kiddush at the beginning of the meal, and then you don't eat your matzah until much later. So it's not considered Hesach Hadas in the sugya of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but Me'ezatam, as it relates to this halacha, we do view it as being a Hesach Hadas, and that's why that's what this halacha is going to be. So just to wrap this all together, Urchatz. Why do we do Urchatz? It's all about Karpas. Because karpas, you're taking something, you're dipping it into mashka. So what? It's an idea that any time you take food that you're going to eat and you dip it into a mashka, you need netilas yadayim. Just like you need netilas yadayim before you eat bread, so too you need netilas yadayim before you eat a davar shetibulei b'mashka. Why? Because your hand is a sheni latoma, and just like bread, with ikar bread, we were concerned about was for truma, has an ability to be matama truma, so too the halacha is a sheni latoma has the ability to matama mashka, even when the mashka is chulin. So it's based on that tyrus introduction that's what this halacha is going to state, and that's why you have no choice. We have to do orchatz. In truth, if that's the case, you should wash your hands again before you do mar. That was the discussion in the Gemara, that it could be once you wash your hand for this, you don't have to worry about that. Maybe you view it as a hesach hadas, but the bottom line is we at least can appreciate a little bit of orchatz. Now the truth is, we said earlier that orchatz is associated, you know, with some of the machshava of Pesach as well. And really where Urchatz lends itself to the machshava, even al derech hapshat, is because the minhag ha'olam is not to wash your hands before you eat a davar shetibulei b'mashka during the year. The only time people do this is at the Leil HaSeder. So that too begs the question, Manavshach, if it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, then this is something you should always do. By the way, just to bring out how clear Halach and Shulchan Aruch this is, Hilchas Netilas Yedayim starts in Eruchayim Simin Kuf Nun Zayin. It's one sif katan, and then kuf nun ches, that's when you roll your sleeves up, literally. Kishayav voylechol pas, if katan aleph, when you come to eat bread, shemavarchon olav hamoitze yito yodav. Afilu eni yodeylem shum tumma, viyivarech al netilas yadayim. And then the Mechaber says two halachas about how much bread you have to eat in order to have the bracha. Next halacha. Im oichel dover shetibulei be'echel nishev amashkin, shesimonim yad shachadam. If somebody eats one of those things, then the halacha is tzorech netila, but here it says beloi bracha. Very simple. The first halacha is rachza, and the second halacha is orchatz. It's an often a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the minig is, we don't do it. For whatever reason. But the bottom line is that here there's a minig that is really halach and Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to do it. For whatever reason, people don't do it. Okay, so you can be miyash of the minig now and say some Torah a little bit why we do it at the Leil HaSeder. But the basic halacha is really related to Tahiris 101. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Omar Rava, Rava said, Bola matzah. If somebody swallows matzah, he didn't chew the matzah. He swallowed the matzah. The yotz, the halacha is yotz. Bala mar, if he swallows the mar, lo yotz, he's not yotz. Bala matz umar, let's say he swallowed them both together. They matz yotz, they mar lo yotz, yotz, the matz not yotz, the mar. Karchem b'siv ubalan, let's say you wrapped it in something and then you swallowed it. Afi de matz not lo yotz. So at least the matz needs to go through your body without any hefsek, without any mechitza. If there's a mechitza, at that point it's not going to be okay. So Rava said, if you swallow matz you yotz, if you swallow the mar, you're not yotz. So why you're not yotz? If you swallow the mar, zok the Rashbam. It's the first wide line. The beinon tam mar veleka. The mishum hachi kapid rachmana lemarer es piv shal oicher zechel malayivaru es chayeim kach matzas bechol asfarim pirush benu chana. Says the Rashbam. You want to know why bala mar lo yatsa? Because that's the defeats the whole purpose. What is mar? Thy mar es chayeim. You're supposed to taste the bitterness of the mar. If you don't taste the bitterness of the mar, then Iker chaser from the mar, and as a result, you're not by matzah. Katchila, you should have a tam matzah. B'diavad, bala matzah yatzah. But when it comes to mar, that is the mar. What is mar? It's the bitterness of the mar. So if you don't taste the bitterness of the mar, it's not going to be okay. We quoted this Rashbam way back when we learned taflamites. That's when the Mishnah brings all the halachas ve'elu yurakish adam yoytzeh bem yedei chavaseh bepesach, and we did a whole raid bite about the two minhagim, chazeres versus tamcha. Chazeres, which is lettuce, tamcha, which is tamin mesaprim kvoit kel, that's chrein. And we talked about the two different minhagim. Once upon a time, chazeres was very, very bitter. Today, it's not very bitter. That's just the metzias. Some people maybe have it, but the reality is most chazeres that people eat is not going to be bitter. And as a result, there's a major shaila of different minhagim and amongst the poiskim, a lot of back and forth what you're supposed to do. So we mentioned then the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky Haggadah. So he springs from the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish said it was posh. You can't use chazeres today. How can you can't just, you can't have a Caesar salad. It defeats the purpose. You can't just take regular romaine lettuce. And at the end of the day, it has to be bitter. Said the Chazon Ish, how do I know that? It's a Rashbam in Pesachim, kus tes vavam in beis, kus the halach is bala mara lo yatsa, de be'inan tam mara veleka, de mishum hachi kapid rachmana, le marer es piv shaloichel zeche le mayavaru aschei. So you can say all the Torah in the world, but at the end of the day, if it's not mara, you can't be yatsa. Matzah, you don't need tam. L'katchila, you need tam matzah. So you see, hilchas matzah, hilchas mara is different. So it's true, ideally we would use the chazeres. But that's if the chazeres is bitter. If it's not bitter, then we're tripping up on the most basic point of what marr is. That's what the Chazon Ish tainted. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Matzah lifnei kol echad ve'echad. You're supposed to put matzah in front of everybody. Marr lifnei kol echad ve'echad. You're supposed to put marr in front of everybody. The charoisis lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Everybody gets charoisis. Ve'ein oikunas ha'shulchan el lifnei misha oimer ha'agadah. And when it comes time to say the Haggadah, we remove the table, but only from in front of the person that's saying the Haggadah. So once upon a time, it wasn't one big table. Rashbam, Tosfos, they both speak it out. But rather, once upon a time, everybody had their own little personal tables. and they would remove the table before the Agada. We'll see why in a second. They would remove it, and the only person they removed it from was the one that was saying the Agada. When I thought everybody says the Agada. Oh, that was also different than Shemei Koina. One person would say the Agada, and everybody would be Yoitza. So there's a lot of sociology in this halacha right here. You see, the Agada was recited differently, and just physically, the way people ate, it was a very different deal. So Rav Simi Bar Ashi said, everybody gets Masa, everybody gets Mar, everybody gets Charoises. What about the table? When we remove the table? No, that's only from the one that's saying the Agada. All these things, the matzah, the mar, the charoises, is also only for the person saying the agado. That one person gets it. Hilchas like Rav Huna. Now, lochans like Rav Huna. Why do we remove the shulchan? Amri devei Rav Yanai, kidei sheyakiru tinoikes v'yishal. It's the second time we've had this so far. It's so that the children should ask, like, why we just sat down to eat? Why are you taking away the table, right? So that's the whole point. Now today we don't remove the table anymore because it wouldn't be so practical. But mi'ikra din, once upon a time, this is what it was. Abaye havayasav kamei de rabbi. Abaye was once sitting by rabbi. Chazad the kamadli takimi kamei. They sat down to eat and all of a sudden they stopped moving the table. Amar lohu adayin lekach linon. Also kama akri takimi kamei. We didn't start eating and you're already moving the tail. Amalei Rabba, oh, pachos amilei me'manashtan. Now we don't have to say manashtan anymore. By the way, it sounds like that Rab himself would have had an obligation to say the manashtana. So the Rashbam says, yeah, because the halacha of manashtana is not only if it's a child. A person should be shayel la'atzmai also. So every person technically is a chiyuv that there be a manashtana recited. So Rabba said, oh, you just said it. We can be yoitza with you, but you see, there's an idea of removing the table. The purpose of removing the table is manashtana, and Abaya had a shnella tfisa. This is Abaya, obviously a little boy being raised by his Rebbe Rabba, and he right away went, and he said to manashtana. So the Gemara just mentioned this idea of there being certain foods present at the beginning of the Seder. You have matzah, you have mar, and you have charoises. And this is really the source. This is the makar to the ka'ara. Now we have a ka'ara. And there's an idea that at the beginning of the Seder, there's certain foods that are supposed to be on the table. And the real source to this is Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchos Pesach, obviously. It's in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. It's Sif Katan Dalet. The Mechaber says, Mevin Lefnei Bal Abayis Ka'ara Sheyesh Bei Sholosh Matzes. You bring a card that has three matzes. Umar also has Mar. V'charoises. V'karpas. Plus it should have karpas. Oyerek Achar. Or it should have another type of vegetable. V'shnei Tavshilin. And it should have two cooked foods. Echad zecha lePesach. One should be a zecha to the carbon Pesach. The echad zecha lChagiga. The other one's a zecha to the carbon Chagiga. The nagu bebasar ubebeitzel. And the minig is that the two should be basar and beitzel. One should be meat, and the other one should be an egg. So the truth is, it's different minhagim of the ka'ara. There's the minig of the Arizal, and then there's people that are noig like the Vilna Gaon. But the one that Rav Klai Yisrael uses, I believe, which is the Arizal, is you have matzah, you have murr times two, you have charoisnes, and then you have these two tafshilin. So matzah is an integral part of the Seder, we know what that is. Murr, you're going to have more murr because you're going to eat koirech. Charoises, we have charoises, we'll see a little more about charoises in a minute. And the reason you have these base tafshilin, so the Mechaber already said, one is a zecher to the Karban Pesach, and the other one is a zecher for the Karban Chagiga. What was the Chagiga? This was the Chagiga's Yud Dalet. The Chagiga that was brought Erev Pesach together with the Karban Pesach. And the purpose of the Chagiga was, first eat the Chagiga. Like this, when it comes time to eating the Karban Pesach, you'll be a shtickle full, and the Karban Pesach will put you over the edge. That's the idea. It's supposed to be eaten al hasoiva. We eat the Afikoyman today al hasoiva, as a zeicha to the fact that once upon a time we ate the Karban Pesach al hasoiva. So there's different things on the Seder that are zeicha for the Karban Pesach. You have one of the tafshilin that are on the ka'ara zecher as a carbon pesach. You have dafi koimin, which is a zecher to the carbon pesach. Koirech, which is a shtikel zecher to the carbon pesach as well. There's a pesach reference there. But there's different things that we do as a zecher to the carbon pesach. But on the ka'ara, we have two tafshilin. One is zecher lechagiga, and the other one is zecher to the carbon pesach. And the Mechaber says, the minig is one should be basa, one is beitza. The truth is, the minig is even further, that the one that's basa should be a zroya. Should be a zroya of an animal. And the reason it's a zroya is zeichet to the zroya netuya, with which Hashem saved us. The minig is that the other one should be an egg. Why an egg? So the Ramah, the Naisa Kalim, here in the Shulchan Aruch speak out that the reason it's an egg is because an egg is something that Avelim eat. Because we can't bring the Karban Pesach, so we want a Zecher, but at the same time, we throw in an Imesh Kochech. We throw in a little bit of an Avelus. We throw in a little bit of a Knech to show the fact that, yeah, we're going to make a Zecher of a Nebuch. We're making a Zecher over here. We wish we had the real thing. And that's the idea of it being an act. There's also another significance, because the first night of Pesach always falls out as the same night as Tisha B'Av. It's the same night of the week. It's always the same exact night. So there's a connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. And because there's a connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is the Leil of Avelus, on a deeper level, if there's a connection, there's a reason there's a connection. Which means that on some level, there's a Knech of Avelus going on here as well. And it's for that reason, we go and we have a Beitzah. Now, being that one is Zecher for the Pesach, and the other one is Zecher for the Chagiga, so the minig is that one is roasted and one is cooked. Which one is roasted? Karban Pesach. Al toichlo mimenu no boshel mevushel memayim. Ki im tzliyesh. What's the other one? It can be cooked. The carbon can be cooked. So we do one dafka roasted, and the other one we do. There is a minig in Klal Yisrael. There are people that when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there's no Beitzah. When Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then you don't have the second Tafshol. Which one wouldn't you have? Zecher l'Chagiga. This is also Psachim 101. Wait, the Karban Pesach was Zecher Shabbos. But the Chagiga, Yudalit, that was Machloikis in the Gemara, Ben Tema. But we paskin that the Chagiga was not Zecher Shabbos. So if the whole purpose of the two Tafshilin is one for the Pesach and one for the Chagiga, so we understand why there would be such a minig. Because on Shabbos there was no Chagiga Yudalit. So if there was no Chagiga Yudalit, so it's Ma'od Muvan, it's understood why this is the way it would be. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said another very important halach. Lechem Oini. So matzah is referred to as lechem oini. So the Gemara is earlier in Perek Kol Shah went through a lot of lamdash sugyas trying to understand what we learn out from the halachas of lechem oini. Lechem that's nechel baninus and a whole bunch of different halachas that I learned out from oini. But the most famous halach is what Shmuel said. What does lechem oini mean? Lechem she'oinen olav dvarim. It's lechem that we say, we recite things on the lechem. The mitzvah Sibra Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to the matzah. We'll speak out later in the coming days about this. But the mitzvah of Sibra Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gadat Levincha, has a sheiches, has a connection to the lechem. And it's for that reason, it's referred to as lechem oini, because it's lechem she'oinen olav dvarim arbe. The Chassam Sofer, incidentally, in one of his drashas brings from his Rebbe, the Hafla, who said that why is it called lechem oini? He said, because we know that when a Yid engages in Olam Hazeh, if he does it in a way of Kedusha, so he's malo the nitzoytzis of that Dover Gashmi. We spoke about Torah from Rab Tzadik and Tzidkes HaTzadik with regards to Esther marrying Achashverosh to take the nitzoytzis of the Persians, which was Tzinius, which was something that was going to be very critical for the Yidden moving forward into Bayesheni and even post-Bayesheni. But there's a concept that you malo nitzoytzis every time you engage in a davar gashmi, albeit if you do it in the proper way. So the Hafla said that matzah is sitting at your seder table and it's screaming at you, the oichel. It's oinem dvarim harbe, and it says, eat me. Because the matzah understands that by you eating it, you're going to be malad in its soitzis of it. It can fulfill on some level its tafkid, and it gets a tremendous aliyah. So pashup shad omar shmul is lechem oini, lechem she'oinen all of dvarim harbe. But al derech primius ha-teire, the Chassam Sofer and Joshua brings from the Rebbe, who said that, no, she'oinen all of dvarim harbe, the lechem itself screams out. And it says, I want you to eat me, because when you eat that lechem, the lechem has a tremendous tikkun. Again, way above our pay grade. But it has a tremendous tikkun, and that's nichlal in the tifkeit, in the oimik of oinen al dvarim harbe, mamish gevald. Davar achar, another pshat lechem oini. What does lechem oini mean? It's miloshen oni. What does that mean? Ma oni darkei beprusa, afkan beprusa. An oni, when he sits down to eat bread, he doesn't have shleimim, he has a prusa, he has a brach and a bright. That's what we're supposed to do. Davar achar, another pshat, what does it mean? Lechem oni, mean going with oni, but a different punchline. Ma darkei shal oni, humas vishdei oifa, afkanami humas vishdei oifa. So when an oni bakes, so the man of the house, he's busy with the oven, and the woman is baking. The point is, they want to make sure that the oven stays hot because they can't afford necessarily more wood to heat up the other oven again. So it's done b'chipozen. It's done very, very fast. That's why we bake matzahs. We bake matzahs very fast. Who masik v'ishtay ma'ayfa? And that's what's learned out from lechem oni. But a few important halachas. Just we'll mention one right now. Lechem oni, ma'oni shadarki b'prusa, afkan b'prusa. That's why when we start to say there, how many matzahs do we have? 3. Why not 2? You always have 2. Lecha Mishnah. So there's Lecha Mishnah even on Yontif, Shaila. But why 3? It should only be 2. The answer is you need Lecha Mishnah. You need Lecha Mishnah. It's Yontif. So you have to have Lecha Mishnah. And the Gemara said, Ma oni shedarka beprusa, afkan beprusa. So you need a prusa as well. So you start off with 3, and then you take one of them, yachatz. You break the middle matzah, right? We should have mentioned that yachatz was also going to be in today's daf. So then you take the middle matzah, you cut it in half. So one you put away from the afikayman, but the other one is the prusa. That's why you have 3 matzahs. 3 matzahs are 2 for lecha mishnah each shleimim, and the third one is going to be a prusa. Afal pishna in charoises mitzvah. So the mishnah mentioned charoises, and then the mishnah said, very interesting, even though charoises is really not a mitzvah, right? The gemara of iloi mitzvah shumai maisas. If it's not a mitzvah, why are you bringing it? The reason is like we saw earlier in the gemara, because this something dangerous, poisonous inside, something that could be harmful, and we have to get rid of that. Amar Ravasi, kapa de chasa chama. That if you eat chasa, chasa's lettuce, and you want to get rid of the kapa, what are you supposed to eat with it? You're supposed to eat a radish with it. Kapa de chama, let's eating a radish, and you're worried about the kapa of the radish. Carrot, you should eat leek. Kapa de carrot, let's say eating leek of Rosh Hashanah fame, and you want to get rid of that, what should you do? Chamimi, you should take hot water with it. Kapat the kula chamimi, hot water works for everything. Let's say you're waiting for the water to boil, and in the meantime you ate this kapa, and you're dealing with a little bit of a situation, so you need a backup plan. It takes time for the water to boil, certainly in those days. So what should you do? So the Gemara says you should say the following incantation. This is going to serve as a good band-aid. You should say kapa kapa. Kappa kappa, dochir nolach, I know you. Uleshev bonsech, I know your 7 daughters. Uletamni kalosech, and your 8 daughters-in-law. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik Omer, mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said that it is a mitzvah. Charoises is a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? So why do you charoises? So if it's simply there, so you shouldn't have to deal with the kappa, we understand it. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said it's a mitzvah. So the Marz of Rabbi Levi says, Zeich letapuach. It's to remember the apples. Which apples? The apple tree. So Rashi and the Rashbam both quote the same Gemara in Soita. So you yoldois shum b'nei b'lei atzev. The women, when it came time to give birth, they would go underneath the apple tree, and miraculously they would have children. To remember the apple tree, we take charoises, which would imply that the charoises should have apples in it. Gemara is about to say that. Rabbi Yochanan amazeich letet. Rabbi Yochanan says it's to remind us of the avoda kasha, the levenim. It's to remind us of the tit, the cement. Amar Abaya said, Hilkach, meaning that we have 2 reasons, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, said, Tzorech likuhuye, you should put apples inside of it, Zecher letapuch, like Rabbi Levi said, the Tzorech lesmuch, it should be very thick like cement, Zecher to Rabbi Yochanan, said, likuhuye, Zecher letapuch. Meaning you want to try to be yoitza both sheets. It's tiny kavas. Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan who said it's a zeicher letit. Tavlin zeicher leteven. Tavlin, we put spices inside the charoises to remember the straw that was inside the charoises. And charoises itself, the thickness, that's what Rashbam says. It's referring to a zeicher letit. Is for the tits. You see, the idea of the charoises is referring to the tit. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik, kachol yoimim tagri charoch shab Yerushalayim. The merchants in Yerushalayim. Literally, tagri charoch means the merchants that stood by the windows, selling their schayra. But this is what the merchants of Yerushalayim used to say: "Bov utlu lechem tavlin lemitzvah. Come buy tavlin for the mitzvah." Because they obviously held that tavlin is a mitzvah, like Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik said in the Mishnah. Incidentally, so we have 2 shittas in the Gemara: is charoises a mitzvah, or is charoises not a mitzvah? The pasha you would say, if it's a mitzvah, it's more chomer, right? Which is more chomer? Vada, if it's a mitzvah, truth is just the opposite. Because on the tzad, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What's the other tzad? It's because of a sakana. So actually what would come out is that if it's not a mitzvah, in halacha could be, it would be more chamer, and we will stop here.